Turn to Psalm 118. Most of the exhortation will be the actual reading of the psalm. I just have a couple of comments afterward. But because of that, we can read the entire psalm.
Amen.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, His steadfast love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, His steadfast love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, His steadfast love endures forever. Out of my distress, I called on the Lord. The Lord answered me and set me free. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is on my side as my helper. I shall look in triumph on those who hate me. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. All nations surrounded me. In the name of the Lord, I cut them off. They surrounded me on every side. In the name of the Lord, I cut them off. I was pushed hard so that I was falling, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Glad songs of salvation are in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord exalts. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord. The Lord has disciplined me severely, but He has not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. I thank You that You have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Save us, we pray, O Lord. O Lord, we pray, give us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, and he has made his light to shine upon us. Bind the festal sacrifice with cords, up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, I will extol you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Y'all like that psalm?
Amen.
This psalm is quoted in Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Hebrews, 1 Peter. Look at verse 6. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? That's in Hebrews 13:6. Look at verses 22 and 23. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Matthew, Mark, Luke, Acts, 1 Peter. Of course, this is referring to Jesus Christ. I'm not a builder, but I understand that that cornerstone of a building has to be perfect if that building is going to be square. And this cornerstone, the religious leaders rejected, but he has become the chief cornerstone.
Amen.
And we're little bricks in that building, but he is the chief cornerstone. Psalm 113, 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18 are part of what is called the Hallel, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but these psalms together were sung. It was a Thanksgiving at the Jewish holidays. And after the Lord's Supper, the initial Lord's Supper in the upper room before Jesus was crucified, they sang a hymn and left that upper room, and it was one of these psalms, anywhere from 113 to 118. It was sang all the time and was used as praise all the time. Verse 27 is what I want to call your attention to this morning. The Lord is God and has made, He has made His light to shine upon us. Did we go out and find the light? Did we climb some high mountain? Did we swim some deep, wide sea? No. He made His light to shine upon us. Our salvation is totally because He sought us out and He caused His light to shine upon us. Bind the festal sacrifice with cords up to the horns of the altar. Well, when that was written, the sacrificial system was in place pointing to Jesus Christ. But today, the sacrifice has already been done. Jesus has made purification for our sins. And as we learn in Hebrews, it is finished once and for all. The high priest has made purification for our sins once and for all. So therefore, we can say, verse 28, You are my God, I will give thanks to you. You are my God, I will extol you. He has given us salvation. His light shines upon us. Our sins have been taken care of. We have the righteousness of Christ. So, verse 29. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. This does not have an end to it. This has no end. Amen. This is everlasting life, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
I think we need to praise God today.
Amen.